2 days out from Christmas, we were driving down to Melbourne, from Sydney to Melbourne, to visit my family, and it came in with about 2 hours to spare. So it came in, Mum quickly wrapped it, stuck it in the boot, drove it down to Melbourne. I opened it up and I was amazed. Mum, you did this. Wow, this must have been really easy for you to get. Yeah. Wow, look, all the wrap, I'm just going to go and play. Wow, hugs, smiles, thanks. 6 months later, forget about it. I have no idea where it ended up. Heard these days they can get a little bit of money if it's an original one, like my one was. One thing continued, and that is my mum. This person, she's still my mum. She's still generous and kind-hearted. The giver of the gift continues. And so I have a big question to ask. How do I respond to her? How do I relate to her? How do I receive her? How do I do at those 1 hour phone calls? Tuesday morning, Thursday evening when I just want to relax or I'm at work. What do I do with my mum? Christmas is a time when we receive gifts. The true light was coming into this world. His own did not recognize him. But to some who would receive him, something would happen. If you receive him, if you believe in his name, if you believe all he is true and says he's true, if you believe, if you give credit for, if you are persuaded by, if you entrust yourself, if you commit to his care, you are given the right, the privilege to become children of God. And this is goes on, verse 13. This is not from human descent, not from a husband's will or human desire. This is not about bloodlines or human privileges. I was privileged to be born into her family, and she's a ripper. It's not about entitlement. If you believe in his name, all that he is, all that he said, all he did, he gives the right to become children of God, no longer separate from the God who made you, no longer without purpose that you have to try and figure out yourself, no longer about self-esteem, whether you get puffed up or deflated, puffed up, deflated. You have an identity that comes from outside of you. Medicine is wonderful. And I have found psychology brilliant. But there are not enough. From outside, in. The God who said, "Let light shine in the darkness," has shone in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And so we come to the climactic statement of this passage, verse 14. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling amongst us. The repeated words coming in this chapter, came into, came, comes, full, fullness, full. And the word dwelt means coming and pitching your tent, coming and walking in someone else's skin as one of us. Eyewitness report, verse 14, we have seen his glory. We have seen it. The glory of the one and only Son who comes from the Father, full of grace and truth. We started with that video at the start because we wanted to stop and pause and look at our life. How good is water? How good are shoes? How good is a car? I rode my bike down here today, or my wife's bike down here today, and I'd prefer to drive. How good is it? And when we look out to the Brindabellas and you see a sunset and you see glory, how good is it when you see a starry sky? But the starry sky is only good if you're in a good frame of mind, isn't it? Because if you see it and you're feeling lonely, you feel very lonely and very small. And if you see a sunset and learn about the sun, you are thankful that you are nowhere near the sun, aren't you? Because it would incinerate you. There's one who entered this world who is so frighteningly big and good, so outstandingly strong and true. And this gift who entered this world not just says, "Receive me," but he says, "I will search you. I will look at you," looks into us, at us, and uncovers us. And that's why Christmas is beautiful, but Jesus growing up isn't so much, is it? Because he makes claims and he makes a statement to say, I know you. I made you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You can't go up, you can't go down, you can't go side to side without me knowing your thoughts. And so when we look at this Christmas, what are you going to do when you look around the room? Are you going to feel condemnation? I haven't lived up to it this year. Verse 16, out of his fullness comes grace upon grace upon grace. Who's looking at you this year? There's one that counts. What I've learned about my old family Christmas presents is I'm really thankful that Mum gave me this, what you call it, a transformer, Optimus Prime. It was pretty cool. But that lasted one day, maybe even 6 months. And then I won a test match. Didn't change. Presents, hugs, go home, live life. One day lived, and then you got a bit of light, a bit of beauty, and then you have beige, don't you? Sometimes you've got a bit of black days. Then you have a little bit of rainbow colour, then beige, then black. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever but follows me will not walk in darkness. You will see this world. You will see who you are. You will see the God who made you. You will see glory. And you will see life, through death, through eternity. Because there was one who broke into this world that we celebrate at Christmas. One who broke into this world and who says, I will break into yours. Stop, pause, will you receive me? The birth of Jesus is good news. Through today, through tomorrow, all of life, through death, because Christmas states it brings good news of great joy that will be for all the people. There's little booklets out the side, out the front there in the foyer that says Essential Jesus. It's the Gospel of Luke. And it is a ripper. It changed my life. And it can change yours too. Let's pray. Father, please help us not to lose wonder and awe. We slip into beige with moments of light. Pimple-popping toys are wonderful. Transformers are cool. Big lunch today is very tasty. But you've shown us glory. You've shown us enormity. You've shown us treasure and grace and truth. You've shown us light in the darkness. You said if we receive you, believe in you, you give us the right to become your children. Grip us afresh today by your love and ground us in hope that never leaves. In Jesus' name, amen.